is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into another week of fun and excitement here. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever you want. That number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that are there for you. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We do it free, so do enjoy that over at freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark. All right, so there's a lot to talk about in the news today. Obviously, huge bomb dropped in the form of WikiLeaks releasing another 250,000 supposedly secret documents. Well, they were secrets, I guess, and not so much anymore. There's a lot there, obviously. But in other news, I heard over the weekend from somebody that the FBI has done it. They have kept us safe. There was a terrorist attacker, a young man who was a madman.
His name's Muhammad.
But really?
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
He's bad.
Aren't they all?
Right, you can see how much I actually know about this, right? I don't know the details. I know Portland is where it was supposedly going down.
Yep.
And he was going to be bombing, was it a concert or something like that?
It was a gathering of people.
Yeah. And he was crazy. And the FBI, thank goodness, they stepped in and did their jobs and kept us safe from terrorism. This is why we need the government. It's proof of concept. Well, I've changed my mind. We need the federal government. I'm giving up on this whole secession thing. Thank goodness they're out there keeping us safe. Boy, I bet those people in Portland sure were scared, weren't they?
You are so easy, Ian.
Yeah. Well, of course, I was immediately skeptical when I heard this story over the weekend. The way it was told to me was, well, he sent an email to one of the terrorist groups, and they intercepted it, and they came in, and they set him up with a bomb plot, and he went through with it. So, I mean, if they hadn't have intercepted that email, he might have actually gone and done this on his own.
Makes some sense.
And I would say that if they hadn't intercepted the email, he probably wouldn't have gone and done this on his own because of what we've seen in every single case so far that I can recall where the feds have allegedly heroically intervened and stopped some horrible bombing. It has always turned out that the feds have found these patsy dupes who really, before they met the feds, weren't really terrorists. Like, they didn't really have it in their heads to go and hurt anybody.
Or they didn't have the, the wherewithal or the intention of, really doing it. So they had to be
stoked.
The FBI will go in and they'll give them some supplies and they'll give them a plan. And then if they go and use the supplies and work the plan,
right,
then they'll arrest them.
Then there's all this fanfare about the feds keeping you safe.
I'm not saying that I think that these people are pure as the driven snow by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't know that that necessarily counts as having stopped a terrorist attack.
The one you created.
Unless you count it as stopping your own terrorist plan. I mean, if the FBI creates the terrorist plan and then sends some guy to do it, and he's willing to do it, this is my assumption in the process, is that they find somebody who go and do it, and then that's good enough. Because it used to be little cells of people. But have you noticed the last few have only been one guy?
Is that right?
Yeah, they're not even able to find groups of people anymore.
Well, here's the story. And actually, I had to pick from where was I going to get this news. We've got Glenn Greenwald over at Salon.com.
Like his stuff?
He's got good stuff. His headline, "The FBI Successfully Thwarts Its Own Terrorist Plot." So be sure you go and see that if you like him. Activist Post, another similar story. And then Larissa Alexandrovna from antiwar.com. A Muslim teen, Muhammad Osman Mohammed, allegedly attempted to set up a bomb at a Portland tree lighting ceremony. Oh, it was tree lighting. But the FBI was able to thwart the alleged attack, according to the affidavit filed. And then they give you the affidavit. This is a few paragraphs from the affidavit. The FBI thwarted an attempt terrorist bombing in Portland's Pioneer Courthouse Square before the city's annual tree lighting Friday night. According to U.S. Attorney's Office in Oregon, a Corvallis man thinking he was going to ignite a bomb, actually this may be from the news media, thinking he was going to ignite a bomb, drove a van to the corner of the square at the wherever that was and attempted to detonate it. However, the supposed explosive was a dummy that FBI operatives supplied to him, according to an affidavit of support in a criminal complaint signed Monday, or Friday night, rather, by a magistrate, unquote. Now, the information provided to the public about the case by the authorities alleges the suspect was very serious about committing a bombing because of the FBI's involvement in this alleged plot in particular, and many such plots in general. There are serious issues that need to be addressed. So let's walk through this case based on what we know thus far, and it's pretty early on in all this. Number one, the suspect makes contact with an associate in Pakistan about going abroad to join in a jihad. According to the FBI affidavit, the case began in August of 2009 when Mohammed was in an email contact with an unindicted associate overseas who is believed to be involved in terrorist activities. In December of 2009, while the unindicted associate was in a frontier province of Pakistan, Mohammed and the associate discussed the possibility of Mohammed traveling to Pakistan and participating in violent jihad. Now, the associate was believed to be involved in terrorist activities, is what we are told. Well, was he? Or was he not? What prompted the FBI to begin surveillance? And what did the actual email say? In many cases, when the government gives you a little bit of information, it may be to mislead you into jumping to a conclusion, like they did with our friend Meg McLean a couple of weeks ago after they released some video footage of her in the airport, hinting, but
some
not coming...
Some video footage.
Yes. We don't know if it was all of the video footage because there's no timestamp on it. And
she claims it's not. So we have no information from them, suggesting that the space between the two videos doesn't have anything in it because there's no timestamp. And I've never seen a video camera without a timestamp before. But it wouldn't surprise me if the government managed to find some that didn't.
Right. They didn't in their press release with those videos. They never actually alleged that Meg was lying. Never once.
Nope. They said you make the choice.
Right. Here's our video footage of the scene. Now you judge for yourself whether she was, what she was saying was true. So they just kind of hinted at it and drew you in if you were a sucker and likely to believe what the government says, as many people are, because they haven't learned their lesson that the government lies. And so maybe they're lying here too. Number two, the associate suggests the suspect contact a second associate also in Pakistan. Now, I'm actually sharing with you some quotes here from what I believe to be, OregonLive.com, and then Larissa's response over at Anti-War. So the quote from the original piece. The associate allegedly referred Mohammed to a second overseas second associate and provided him with a name and email address. In the months that followed, Mohammed made several unsuccessful attempts to contact the second associate. So according to Larissa, no contact is made, and the suspect appears to be at a dead end. No crime has yet occurred, and no criminal activity has actually been planned. In any case, the suspect was focused on committing crimes abroad and could have easily been arrested at the airport if he'd purchased a ticket. Number three, an FBI informant or undercover agent then makes contact with the suspect. Ultimately, an FBI undercover operative contacted Mohammed in June of 2010, email under the guise of being an associate of the first unindicted associate. Larissa says that as a result of this meeting, we are told the suspect revealed that he wrote articles supporting jihad and expressed a genuine interest in setting off a bomb. Back to the article, Mohammed also indicated he intended to become operational, meaning he wanted to put an explosion together but needed help. The two met again in August of 2010 in a Portland hotel. And according to Antiwar.com, we don't know if this teen was simply showing off for someone whom he believed to be a friend of his associate, or if he really intended to do these things. On the other hand, the transcripts provided in the affidavit indicate that a target location was already selected and a date had been chosen by the suspect. So if the FBI monitored him, they would have found in short order just how serious and capable he was in carrying out this plot, right? If he was indeed serious, his own actions would have provided probable cause for an arrest without the FBI getting directly involved in the plot, suggesting that if this guy is really going to go out and do what he said, what the FBI is alleging he said he was serious about doing, shouldn't they have simply been able to gather enough evidence on him without actually holding his hand through it?
Well, how would you gather the... Surveil him. I see. Watch him rather than helping him.
There's more to Larissa's analysis here over at antiwar.com on the would-be bomber that was allegedly... Well, that we were allegedly protected from by the FBI or those folks in Portland, at least 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is the number here. And if we've missed something on this case, please feel free to point it out to us or bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Have you heard of the French paradox? The French paradox is the puzzling fact that although the French regularly consume rich, fatty foods, smoke cigarettes, and consume higher amounts of alcohol than most Americans, they have a far lower rate of heart disease and other related health issues than we do. It was recently revealed that the antioxidant-rich protective plant compound known as resveratrol, which is from the skin of the grapes in the red wine that the French drink, just might be the missing piece to the puzzle. Resveratrol helps support cardiovascular health and healthy antioxidant levels. Thankfully, Genesis Today has created an amazing juice product that has more antioxidants and more polyphenols than red wine. Actually, 50 times more without alcohol and without that pesky hangover. It's called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice. And it not only tastes great, it supports a healthy heart. It supports healthy antioxidant levels. And it even supports healthy aging. Give it a try. And cheers to your health.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and pomegranate and berries with resveratrol, please visit GenesisToday.com. Pomegranate and berries with resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and SuperTarget locations.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free. So head over there and enjoy the updates. So you can get signed up for news updates. Have them delivered to your email box or Twitter or Facebook, whichever way works best for you, or maybe all of the above. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get that done and jump on board for free. News.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You can get paid and promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. Their tokens are reasonably priced. Check them out at DellValleySilver.com. You can get a hold of Karen there and get started today at DellValleySilver.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So back to Larissa at antiwar.com. Larissa Alexandrovna. She is writing up a piece about this supposed bust of an alleged bomber, the guy in Portland, Mohammed, who was 19 years old, and apparently he had his heart set on bombing somebody, so the FBI stepped right in and gave him all the tools he needed to do it, and some encouragement, I bet, because that's what it's pretty much what we've discovered about all of these supposed plots that the FBI has heroically broken up.
Yet so often these terrorist attacks that they thwart are their own.
Yep, so again, here is a piece from antiwar.com, continuing this here from Larissa. The FBI assembled a bomb, and which is a dummy bomb, for the suspect to detonate. And here's the problem I have with the whole thing, she says. Would this teen have given up after no contact was made with the second Pakistani associate? Or would he have continued on his path toward jihad in Pakistan? Would he even have considered a domestic attack on his own? Because remember, he originally wanted to travel abroad and strike somewhere else. The FBI, if we are to presume, you know, to believe what they say, the FBI opened the door to the domestic attack. The FBI stoked his interest in committing a crime. And that, for me, contaminates the case. Would the suspect have been able to carry out the attack given limitations, say, financial or intellectual? Or, you know, maybe he'd have a, just inserting this thought, maybe he'd have a second thoughts. You know, maybe if he were actually putting it together himself, if he decided on his own that he wanted to do a domestic attack, if he changed
his
mind.
If he didn't have the pressure of other people trying to get him to do it. He didn't have, these other people weren't real. They were, you know, government agents. So these government agents poking him along so that they can get promotions. Believe me, you're going to do better in the FBI if you've got yourself a terrorist bust than if you're not.
Yeah, and if he ever was talking to a real, real person, they gave him a name and an email address that never panned out for him. So he was at a dead end when the FBI came in, waltzing into his rescue.
So I don't have a real problem with you know, this guy getting himself in trouble. You know, I mean, I think that he deserves whatever he gets because he's played with fire on this one. However, what I have a problem with is the FBI breaking their arm to pat their own back to make this seem like they've really done something, when in fact what they've done is they've taken some dupe. What appears to be, you know, some fella who knows what he would have done if he would have left to his own devices.
Well, I guess I missed, what exactly did he do wrong?
Well, he
probably
pushed
the
bomb.
Button on a plunger.
What?
Yeah. He took a fake bomb from the feds, and I guess he planted it, or somebody planted it. I think he planted it and allegedly set it off. But I don't have the details on exactly how that transpired. They gave him a bomb. It was his intention to detonate it in a crowd of people.
So setting off a fake bomb is also crime?
Correct.
Because your intention
was to kill people.
Well, if you pull the trigger on a gun that you think is loaded at some and pointed at somebody's head, I think
that's attempted murder.
Yeah, if it's not, it's something. I, as a matter of fact, know a guy who was in prison for pulling the trigger on a gun that jammed while pointed at someone's head.
Wow,
he darn sure got 10 years.
Wow.
We're told he picked a target and a date, but would he have been able to carry out the attack without the FBI's involvement? What we see is the FBI engaged the suspect in a plot and assembled the dummy weapon for him to use in this alleged attack that they helped plan from the outset. Again, why did the FBI not just monitor him to see if perhaps he began to suddenly buy components for bomb making? The FBI could simply have tapped his phone to see if the suspect began to recruit people on his own instead of directly helping to progress the plot along and bringing in their own moles as would-be conspirators. There are any number of things the FBI could have done to monitor, investigate, and if necessary, thwart the alleged attack without becoming directly involved in the planning and execution of it. But then again, if they'd done those things, you know, maybe it wouldn't have panned out and they wouldn't have somebody to, you know, to tout their horns about. Or to toot their horns, rather. There are any number of things they could have done. I appreciate the effort it takes to track terrorist threats and suspected terrorist-type activities, and I understand the type of work and the safety concerns involved, not just for the FBI agents, but also for the public. All of this I fully understand. In a free society, however, there's a serious distinction between stopping crimes from happening and actually becoming involved in a crime to ensure that it near happens so an arrest can be made. By becoming involved in the plot directly, the FBI contaminates the process and creates doubt about their own case. Furthermore, by providing the actual weapon to be used in a crime, makes the FBI themselves complicit should anything go tragically wrong. Consider the possibility the suspect in question somehow managed to figure out the bomb was defective, or a dummy. Let's say he corrected whatever the mechanical issue was and indeed detonated the bomb. The FBI would be just as responsible for the loss of life as a result of the bombing because they helped further the plot and helped assemble the weapon. There are plenty of ways a serious threat can be thwarted without the FBI coming directly involved in the planning and execution of a plot and without them providing the weapon. Otherwise, the only thing the FBI is thwarting is a plot of their own making. The FBI's shift in recent years from investigating actual threats in favor of helping to create legitimate threats and then arresting those they helped along in the first place also creates a real security issue. If the FBI is busy creating and furthering plots, then who is actually tracking the real and significant threats? When was the last actual arrest of a real Al-Qaeda operative made in the United States? Zacharias Moussaoui was the last actual terrorist with any tie to Al-Qaeda that was arrested and prosecuted that I'm aware of. Most of the arrests made by federal authorities since then have relied strongly on the FBI becoming directly involved with moving a plot along, providing material and or financial support to the alleged plotters, and in some instances, actually identifying the locations to be targeted, as with the case of the so-called Liberty City 7. So they're
coming up with their own plans, and yeah. You know, it's disturbing in a lot of different ways. But, you know, this won't come out in court. Because likely this guy won't go to court because all of his charges will be piled up on him so high that they'll plea bargain with him. The offer they'll make him is going to be better than what he'll get even if he's found not guilty of most of the charges.
Do you want to spend life in prison or do you want to spend 10 years?
Well, it's similar to what happened with John Walker Lind back in 2001.
This was the American Taliban.
Correct. He was, 18 years old when he left Texas and went over to Afghanistan to fight with his mm-hmm. fellow, Muslims.
Muslim jihadists.
Right. And at that time, we were all on the same side, supposedly. Mm-hmm. He got confused about which side was fighting whom. He wasn't even aware of 9/11 and...
Amazing. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So it looks like the FBI has done it again. They created a so-called instance of terrorism for them to bust up. Would it have ever happened without their gentle hands assisting? That's up to you to speculate on. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Enjoy the features you'll find on our website. Totally free. You'll find the webcam, for instance, cam.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. In fact, there's a chat room built in to the very same page. Head over to watch, listen, and interact with other listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. The cam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches, in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. The FBI claiming to have stopped another madman from exploding a bomb in a crowd of people, and, well, it turns out it's likely they handheld a easily manipulated young teen, lonely teen boy into doing something they wanted him to do so they could tout something from the headlines. It looks like it's one of those cases all over again, but let's get your thoughts. Ray is with us in Washington. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. I don't live too far from Portland. When I fly to the East Coast, sometimes I'll go out of Portland or I'll go out of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been all over the news, and I don't know if you guys explained how this thing came down as far as, you know, how he planted the thing and how it went.
No, we don't know the actual details on...
Okay, so I'll give them to you. Really easy. He drove a van up to a Christmas tree lighting, okay? There was quite a few people there. I don't know the exact number, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
And this was in Portland. And then he got out of the van, walked off, and called the cell phone that was to make it explode and kill everybody that possibly killed.
Gotcha.
So,
very clandestine.
You know, here's the situation that really is bad in this country. If you would take something like a large chain restaurant, like maybe on the East, do you guys have Olive Garden?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay, so we got five bad guys in an Olive Garden, and it's full of people. And we fly over with a little airplane that nobody's in, drop a bomb and kill all of these people that are in there. And we got the bad guys, okay? So if somebody did that to an Olive Garden in the U.S., or just a restaurant, I guess, full of innocent people, but we had three or four or five bad guys in there, and they killed them all, how would we feel?
People would be outraged about that, but yet that's the same thing that's going on in Afghanistan and Iraq.
So we kill thousands and thousands of them and fly into our towers.
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands of them, you're right. And they fly into our towers and kill a few thousand of ours.
Well, and you're being very general when you say we. By we, you mean people that generally live on a certain plot of land, and by they, you mean people that generally live on a large plot of land, because it was actually Saudi Arabian men, for the most part, that the tower attacks. So
yeah,
we're living
exactly
in the same ballpark here.
No, this is the problem, I guess, is, you know, if you're going to go kill a bunch of people, I know something, if you came here and you killed my family and everything else, I'm probably going to retaliate. You know, you've taken away most of what I have.
Mm-hmm.
So George Bush should have done just that. If he was so upset that his daddy was an attempted assassination on his dad by Saddam Hussein, he should have gone over there and punched him in the nose rather than, you know, involve.
Like a real man.
Yeah, rather than involve, yeah, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, both Iraqis,
Afghanis, I'm with you, Ray,
and U.S.
Well, there's going to be people who, you know, they're going to hate our country, and they got some good reason to do that. And so I don't think this is going to stop. This is only going to get worse. I mean, I guess
the only way it'll stop is if they stop, is if the government people stop what they're doing over
there. Yeah, like somebody has to stop the violence.
Stop paying them.
They have to be convinced that stopping the violence is a good idea. So this is both sides here. There are people over in the Middle East that want to kill Americans simply because they're American.
There are people that want peace over there, too.
So you know, it has to be a strong stand for nonviolence. Look, we are sorry for getting involved in your business. I think that goes a long way, because if how many people have had somebody really apologize to them that then still want to hurt that person?
Yes.
It's just not common.
No, and we clearly go out to hurt people for money. I mean, that's our number one goal. If you've
I
don't mean to be saying that. It's
sure. It's programming.
Phrase.
We're all programmed to
speak. Keep straightening me out, and maybe I'll get that right.
It takes practice, man. I'm still guilty of it sometimes, too. So, feel free to keep us on the ball as well.
Well, the thing is, what really bothers me in a sense with this is kind of a hard thing, because I do understand how this young guy may want to kill some people because of his beliefs that this is going to go. The problem is that our people are dead. So, you know, it's a real rock and a hard space, spot to, how do we go after this guy? I mean, he clearly parked the van, got out, knowing that there was innocent women and children, and would kill him. So, in some sense, I don't rather this guy wasn't actually out on the streets. Like I said, if we're going to kill their people, I'm sure they're going to try to kill ours.
You know, if this was, for instance, you know, you pick a different gang besides the United States government and try to imagine how this would go. So the leaders of the Crips tell this one, you know, impressionable young guy, here's a gun, here's a plan, or, you know, here's a van, here's a plan, go do this. Now, if they tell him to go do that, and then he testifies that that's what happened, those guys are going down. However, since those guys work for the big gang, the United States government, they're not going to go down. So as far as I'm concerned, those FBI agents committed crimes.
Yeah, they recruited a foot soldier.
Every time you do something, you can't do something under color of government and it not be a crime if it's a crime for everybody else. These people need to be held to the same standards that we, the ones who pay their paychecks, are. That's what's wrong here.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a son that's about 29 years old. And I always told him, just stay away from the government, because, you know, I would have been going to Vietnam had I been, say, 3 years older. And I could see the losing, lying ways of the government then. And I taught him all his life, listen, these guys are losing, lying guys who will use you and just destroy you for their own gains.
Yeah.
And that gain be the wealth of the bomb maker or whoever. And luckily, I kept him away from it. So.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Ray. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-8255. 9231. I was just kind of glancing down here through what Glenn Greenwald had to say about this piece, and as somebody who's actually taken the time to look through the government's documents, he has a few things to add here that I think are worthy of bringing up. He's also bringing up some important points and questions here, and so I'm going to jump into the middle of his piece. In order to not have been found to have entrapped someone into committing a crime, law enforcement agents want to be able to prove that, in the 1992 words of the Supreme Court, that the accused was independently predisposed to commit the crime for which he was arrested. To prove that, undercover agents are often careful to stress the accuser has multiple choices, and they induce him into choosing with his own volition to commit the crime. In this case, that was achieved by the undercover FBI agents allegedly advising Mohamud that there were at least five ways he could serve the cause of Islam, including by praying, studying engineering, raising funds to send overseas, or becoming operational. And Mohamud replied he wanted to be operational by using exploding a bomb. But strangely, while all other conversations with Mohamud, which the FBI summarizes were, according to the affidavit, recorded by numerous recording devices, this conversation, the crucial one for negating Mohamud's entrapment defense, was not. That's because, according to the FBI, the undercover agent was equipped with audio equipment to record the meeting. However, due to technical problems, the meeting was not recorded.
You know, it happens. I'm not going to say that I don't think the technical problems happen. I've had them happen. I know what happens. Mm-hmm. But you need to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Or have more than one recording device, which they claim they had in the other encounters. Thus, we have only the FBI's word and only its version for what was said during this crucial, potentially dispositive conversation. And also, strangely, the original New York Times article on this story described the conversation at some length and reported the fact that the meeting was not recorded due to technical difficulty, but the final version omitted that, instead simply repeating the FBI story as though it were fact, saying that undercover agents in Mohamud's case offered him several non-fatal ways to serve his call or his cause, including mere prayer, but he told the agents he wanted to be operational and perhaps execute a car bombing. Again, according only to the FBI, supported by no actual physical documentation
disturbing
of reality. So, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your observations are welcome on this. You can also bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can enjoy the features on our website. In fact, you get to create a lot of the content there. The main page, the stuff you see there in the main column, all created by listeners like you who've taken the time to come to the website and submit show prep. In fact, you don't even really have to come to the website with the use of our handy Free Talk Live bookmarklet. You can just add that bookmarklet into your toolbar and your browser, and then whenever you see a news story or a YouTube video or a blog post that you think is interesting, you want to submit to the site, you just click that bookmarklet, and it'll take you right to the site and fill in information for you in our form. It's really a brilliant little thing. You can see that and how it works over at freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive. Also, you can grab archives, a whole lot of them, right there at the top of the page, the last week's worth, and then click into the archives section to go back to late 2006. All of it free and courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own domain name, whether it's a .com or .anything else. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created, that's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
I want to continue here with what Glenn Greenwald has. He's really dug up some good info from the FBI's affidavit documentation in this case with the alleged bomber, the 19-year-old young man who wanted to blow up a tree lighting ceremony in Portland and was basically set up into it by the FBI, which is just a retelling of the same story that we've heard so many times, where the FBI finds some easily susceptible, manipulable people and plies them with the information and the encouragement that they need and the money and all of the tools and everything they need to pull off some sort of a mass bombing.
Right. You know, and the easy comparison here is if somebody goes out and decides they're going to commit a murder, they go out and they put all the stuff together and they do it, and then they implement the crime and they carry it out. You know that they're much more involved than if somebody, you know, gives them maps and a gun and, you know, all the supplies that they need, drives them to the place that they needed, mm-hmm. you know, that does
those
so
would be
the
considered
footwork.
Accomplices in any other thing.
Right. But the FBI is not considering themselves the accomplice here. I mean, continue with Greenwald from Salon.com. He said there are ample facts that call into question whether Mohammed's actions were driven by the FBI's manipulation and pressure rather than his own predisposition to commit a crime. Because remember, this guy originally allegedly wanted to join some sort of jihad in another country. He wanted to go to Pakistan, for instance, and possibly blow something up there, and then he was unable to contact the alleged real terrorist. The FBI then sent somebody into his email box and managed to talk him into doing a domestic attack and completely change his plans. And in June, he had attempted to fly to Alaska in order to work on a fishing job that he'd obtained through a friend. But he was on the government's no-fly list. And that caused the FBI to question him at the airport and then bar him from flying to Alaska, which then prevented him from earning income with his job. And who knows where that would have taken him? Who knows right. that if he'd gone out to work at that job, he might have liked it. He might have stayed at working at that job.
He might have,
in Alaska.
He might have found somebody there who
young lady, perhaps.
Or somebody just talked to him and, you know, made him think, oh, you know, killing Americans probably isn't a good idea.
Right.
Do we know why he was on the no-fly list or any of the facts about his life?
His name has Muhammad in it. I mean, yeah, that might be enough. An actor. That caused the FBI to question him and again bar him from going to Alaska, having prevented him from working. The money the FBI then pumped him with, including almost three.
So they wouldn't let him fly, but they gave him money.
That's right, including almost $3,000 in cash for him to rent his own apartment. Surely helped to make him, and he's citing, by the way, I'm not including them, but he's citing the paragraphs in the government's documents where these this claims occur. Surely helped make him receptive to their suggestions and their influence. So, I mean, when somebody comes up to you and is talking to you about possibly hurting some people and they ply you with $3,000, that's going to be a little more persuasive if you're an easily manipulable teenage boy.
Or if you can't get a job and the job you had you weren't able to get to.
Right.
Well, I shudder to think how many people would actually kill someone else for enough money, and if it was easy enough. If all you got to do is drive something to somewhere and then make a telephone call, and that's what this guy is basically convicted of, driving a van full of fake explosives
that's right.
to a place, dropping it off, and then dialing a telephone
number.
Hey,
Muhammad, I heard you got turned away at the airport. Oh, what a bummer, huh? Those darn government people. Don't you just want to get them back for that? Hey, tell you what, we'll help you out. We've got the money. We've got the resources. Here's $3,000. Go and rent yourself an apartment and await further instructions.
How many 18-year-olds, I mean, just ask yourself this, how many 18-year-old males wouldn't do this for, say, $300,000 or $3 million?
Who knows what they promised him later down the line?
Is this guy being convicted of, having a low price?
And every other step taken to perpetrate this plot, from planning its placement to assembling the materials to constructing the bomb, was all done at the FBI's behest and with its indispensable support and direction. It's impossible to conceive of Mohammed having achieved anything on his own. Before being ensnared by the FBI, the only tangible action he'd taken was to write three articles on fitness and jihad for the online magazine Jihad Recollections. At least based on what is known, he had no history of violence, no apparent criminal record, and never had been to a training camp in Afghanistan, Pakistan, or anywhere else, and before meeting the FBI had never taken a single step toward harming anyone. Does that sound like a menacing sleeper terrorist to you? And finally, there is, as usual, no discussion whatsoever in the media accounts of motive. There are several statements attributed to Mohammed by the affidavit that should be repellent to any decent person, including complete apathy, even delight at the prospect that this bomb would kill innocent people, including children. What would drive a 19-year-old American citizen living in the U.S. since the age of 3 to that level of sociopathic indifference? He explained it himself in several passages quoted by the FBI, and if it weren't for the virtual media blackout of this issue, this line of reasoning would be extremely familiar to Americans by now. So here's an excerpt from their conversation. Undercover FBI agent, you know, there's going to be a lot of children in there. Mohammed, yeah, I know. That's what I'm looking for. For kids? No, just for, in general, a huge mass that will, like for them, you know, to be attacked in their own element with their families celebrating the holidays. And then for later to be saying, this was them for you to refrain from, this was them for you to refrain from killing our children, women. So when they hear all these families were killed in such a city, they'll say, you know what, your actions, you know they will stop, you know. And it's not fair that they should do that to people and not feeling it. And here's what he allegedly
said. Sounds really smart.
In a video he made shortly before he thought that he would be detonating the bomb. This is a message, if God wills, to those who have wronged themselves and the rights of others, from the Americans and others. A dark day is coming your way, with the permission of Allah, the Glorified, the Exalted. For as long as you threaten our security, your people will not remain safe. As your soldiers target our civilians, we will not help to do so. Did you think that you could invade a Muslim land and we would not invade you? So, what's his motivation?
Sounds like revenge.
Retaliation.
Yeah, retaliation for all the killing that the Americans have done in this war. Predators, you know, I mean, doesn't this kind of ring of the bombing of a wedding party?
Mm.
Well, not only that, Osama bin Laden's, reference to Madeleine Albright's, eye roll over killing 300,000 or being responsible for the deaths of 300,000 children.
In Iraq.
Right. Yes.
We hear the same exact thing, says Greenwald, over and over and over from accused terrorists, that they're attempting to carry out plots in retaliation for past and ongoing American violence against Muslim civilians and to deter such future acts. Here we find one, of course we know it doesn't deter anything, but here we find one of the great mysteries in American political culture, that the U.S. government dispatches its military all over the world, invading, occupying, and bombing multiple Muslim countries, torturing them, imprisoning them without charges, shooting them up at checkpoints, sending remote-controlled drones to explode their homes, imposing sanctions that starve hundreds of thousands of children to death, and that, of course, is not talking about the things they do unofficially, like just, killing people for fun and raping women and children.
It's in the news. I mean, you can't deny it. They're news stories. Now, I'm not saying that's sanctioned by the United States government. It's certainly not. But when you send soldiers over, soldiers are going to do what soldiers do. And I'm sorry, even if it's your young, fresh-faced boys there in the United States military, some of them are going to kill for fun, they're going to torture, and they're going to rape.
And Americans are then baffled when some Muslims, an amazingly small percentage, harbor anger and vengeance toward them and want to return the violence. And here we also find the greatest myth in American political discourse, that engaging in all of that military aggression somehow constitutes staying safe and combating terrorism, rather than doing more than any single other cause to provoke, sustain, and fuel terrorism. And of course, he's absolutely right. And the terrorists themselves,
someone could dispute it.
The words of the terrorists themselves back him up. They make it crystal clear why they're doing what they're doing. And, of course, in this man's case, he may not have done anything if it weren't for the encouragement and the assistance and the hand-holding on the part of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Hour 2's next.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.